Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the Christmas show, Bob, and we're going to talk about a little Christmas food and maybe follow up on last week's show with regard to Christmas gifts for the griller. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby? Hey,
thanks, Jop, and thanks for joining us. It is everyone's favorite time of the year.
Right.
So, let's try and make it a little better for everybody with maybe some ideas for gifts and maybe some food. We are doing lots of food, that probably varies in every house because some people go to everybody's houses and then somebody has to have that house that everybody goes to.
Right. And then you got your corporate Christmas parties too. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And, you know, you have your company Christmas
parties. And where's yours?
What? Yeah, right. And you have your company Christmas parties, and those are largely catered most of the time. I'm not a big potluck guy. I tell you what, I just got a little phobia for I'm not picking on anybody I work with, but when it comes from a potluck, there's 60, 70 kitchens this stuff comes from, and I'm just never sure what those kitchens look like.
Really?
Yeah, and it's a phobia I have. It's just not me. I don't do potlucks well at all. I'd rather have
one of our cats is like you.
Yeah, exactly.
She's really finicky.
And that's what I'm worried about is whose cat was running across the countertop when they made that casserole.
Maureen's got a great cat story for
you. Yeah, right. Well, there's no such thing.
Somebody bringing food to a Christmas party in a box that they kept their cat in.
Yes, right, exactly.
So just there you go.
Interesting little flavor profile there.
Just justified your paranoia.
Right.
Quit smoking so much weed, you'll be over it.
Right, if that were only the case, but it's not. So anyway, we've got lots of different things that we can cover today because it is the holidays, and you look for something creative to bring to the parties when you come to them. I've done three already this year. We've got a couple more to do. We'll be coming over to the Nurmico household on Christmas Eve. Always look forward to that. We'll talk a little bit about that. I'm sure that there's a great menu there. You've got your family, her family, and
the weekend between Christmas and New Year's, we're doing her family on Saturday and my family on Sunday. So I'm going to get the big smoker out and do briskets, butts, ribs, and some large hens.
Oh. So, and you're going to do it all at one time
yeah.
and then just feed it 2 days in a row.
Yes.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about that.
That way I can take some of the briskets and butts, cool them down, and then heat them up on Sunday morning before my family arrives
so that
I don't have to run the smoker for two days in a row.
Right.
It's just too much.
So what's that look like? Because I think that's really smart to do. So what do you do, Bob, for the people on the second day to make sure that they get just as good a food off the smoker as the people did off the first day when it was fresh? Is it that you don't care about the second day, or what are you doing to that?
Well,
I think people might want to know.
I think if you're doing it right the first day, you're all set because most things that you are smoking will end up wrapped for a finish. So literally you can pull them out and cool them down. Fortunately, it's like 20 degrees out, so I'll just bring a table out, and when I get done with those pieces, they're going to sit outside right on the table and cool down.
Okay.
And then they'll go in a cooler outside overnight.
Okay.
And they'll be just fine.
So
with the butts, you got to kind of worry because they're so big that if you don't have them in cold enough weather, they'll take too long to cool down, and you can actually start building up bacteria. So I think if it's 20, 25 degrees outside, they're going to cool down beautifully. And now if it was really hot outside and I pulled them at 195, threw them in a cooler, and sustained them and kept them like at one, let them drop below no more than 175, they'd be good the next day.
Right.
They will, in my igloos, they'll stay really hot for a long time. And you're safe doing that.
Right.
You don't want to get down below like 155 degrees, though.
Right. And so what that is,
keep them at like 180.
You're talking about a dry cooler,
yep,
is what we talk about.
Right.
And you put those.
A Cambro is not going to do the job.
Right.
But if you have a five-day cooler, like from Igloo,
right,
the 5 days, if I put briskets in there at 195, they'll end up at 200 for 6 hours. And after a day, they're still like at 180, 185.
Right.
They're incredibly good at keeping food warm.
And so what we're doing is they're wrapped,
yep,
right, in tin foil. And then you put them in there and you put them right on top of each other and you shut that lid and you,
yep,
do not open that
Don't
lid
open
until
it.
You're
That's
ready
right.
to. And to get them out of there and serve them.
Sounds like disgusting, but you can't taste the difference.
Right, right. And what it does, I've found, is that when you've wrapped them in foil like that, the fat keeps rendering, and you get really juicy meat.
You get a lot of grease.
You get a lot of grease from the bottom of your cooler, but you also get it in that foil. So
yeah,
when you're pulling it, in the case of shoulders, is you get really, really moist meat.
Mm-hmm.
The brisket, it just keeps it moist. It kind of steams itself. And then when you cut it, it's still just luscious. But
yeah,
you can do that with chickens too, whole chickens, because I noticed you said you're going to do butts. You're going to do
chickens. Yeah, we're going to get some big roasting hens.
Right.
Or some small turkey. I'm not sure. I'm going to spatchcock them, though, whatever I do, because I just like saying it.
And again,
spatchcock.
And then that's cutting the back out of them, laying
yeah.
them flat.
Yeah.
And that basically gives you both sides. You don't have an inside that's going to take longer to cook. You got two flat surfaces. You just flip it over.
Right. So I'm doing butts and briskets. Maureen's asking for ribs this year because I made her ribs the other night. And she goes, wow, we haven't had ribs in so long. And you know what? She was right. And
yeah,
they were just St. Louis ribs. They were just, you know, spare ribs.
Right.
But it was really nice to have ribs. It's been so long that they finally starting to taste good again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not my favorite cut of meat on the grill. I know people just die for ribs.
Well,
but
she likes most. I mean, a lot of people like them that don't get them much. So
right,
I'm going to do probably 10 racks or so.
So let's talk about that because they can dry out.
Yeah. Well, they don't. Yeah. And again, the same thing. If you hydrate and wrap, they're not going to dry out. And now for the ones I'm going to use for my family, I will.
Is this the second day or the first day?
Yep, the second day.
Okay.
I will just wrap and stow them. And then I'll fire up the grill the second day, and I'll finish them off on my grill.
Finish them off with sauce?
Yep.
Okay. So
sauce.
Most
people like some sauce.
You're going to dry smoke them. No sauces.
Just rub them.
Just rub them.
Yep.
Right. And then the second day when you're ready to reheat them, because really all you want to do is make that sauce a little tacky to get it just to the right consistency,
yep,
whatever sauce you use.
Depends
the
on
grill
who,
is perfect
depends
for that.
Depends on what your people want. You can,
right,
you can finish them off however. You generally know your audience, right?
Right.
You know, my wife wants them saucy.
Okay.
Whatever.
See, I prefer to sauce them after they're off the grill. I'm not a big cooked on sauce guy. It just seems to make a huge mess of my grill.
Well,
it flares up
and
all that stuff. But
that's okay.
Yeah, it's just personal preference, man. You
so,
can do it any way you want.
So the other thing is, of course, planning out those parties and those cooks. That's a big part of it. So I'm ordering my meat next Tuesday, and got to order a bunch for Impact Church, too. We're going to do 300 pounds of loin.
Yep. I know we're both involved with that one, right?
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. So I got some business to do with Sobey Meat.
Right. That's cool. That's good. You know what? No better place. We'll talk about Sobeys later in the show. Coming up next, it's a Cajun Christmas with the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids, and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and we are celebrating Christmas, Bob. This is our Christmas show. Love this one every year. You know what, always come to this show with a great attitude because this is a wonderful time of year. And you know what, traditionally, we reach out to some of our board of directors and wish them happy holidays and get them on the show. So what do we got now?
Well, that's right. It's the greatest holiday in the world. And when we were all given the greatest gift you could ever be given, and another one of those gifts we were given is our buddy down in Lafayette, Louisiana, from the Percy Guidry Company, board of director, T. Gidd.
Hey, Merry Christmas from the swamp land, brother.
Yeah, right. No, that's a little north and east of you. They're draining that right now. But
yeah. Keep going.
Yeah.
Hurry up.
What's on the Guidry menu for Christmas?
Man, you know, it's kind of a tradition. We stoke up the barbecue pit, the Cajun grill, and we put a little brisket on there and let that go from, you know, early morning till midday, and then we normally do a pot roast. You know, sometimes we'll do it in the Cajun grill, sometimes we just do it on the stove, and make a little rice and gravy. Of course, you got the cornbread dressing and dirty rice, we call it the rice dressing, and some green bean casserole, and maybe a little bit of bread pudding for just good measure, you know.
So tell me about this dirty rice. That might not be a northern dish. What's that look like?
Well, basically, I think it was probably invented by Cajun because, you know, we use every part of the animal. And traditionally, this is made up of chicken gizzards, chicken liver, you know, a lot of the inner parts, and make saute that down with onions and bell pepper. And you make like a little gravy with that meat in there. And then you just cook a fresh pot of white rice and then you mix the two together, and the key is to not put too much meat versus rice, and it's just hitting it just right, and making it a moist rice dressing, and it's absolutely delicious.
Y'all have onions and peppers? I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, we invented them. You didn't know
that's
that?
The holy duo. There's a yeah, trinity there, but that's them. The holy duo, right?
Yeah. Y'all put them in the ground. We grow them in the cypress trees in the swamp. You know? Wrap them up in moss.
And then the third thing you'd probably put in there is celery.
A little bit of celery. You know, celery, I think, is kind of a misnomer in Cajun cooking.
Well, then what is the holy trio for Cajuns?
Well, to me, it's onions, bell pepper, and garlic with just a little bit of celery.
Okay.
I mean, you know, but a lot of people, they think it's, you know, equal portions, and it's not.
Well,
it's
up
just,
here,
just
it's
to give it a flavor.
Up here, it's onions, carrots, and celery. So I guess regionally, there's always a holy trinity.
You eat carrots?
In the food.
You know, Rush Limbaugh said everybody eats carrots will die.
Yeah, yeah. Wrong.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So the gizzards, I'm curious about. You have to cut those open and clean them out, right?
Well, you know, we're kind of spoiled down here. You just buy it already made up. It's actually in a little Tupperware, kind of like a Cool Whip Tupperware, but smaller, you know, and it's already cooked down with all the vegetables and everything. It's a rice dressing mix.
Oh.
But if you're doing it from scratch,
yeah,
you can pull the the innards out of a, you know, a fryer if you got, you know, all the fixings inside, and just take the onion, I mean, the heart, the gizzards, then the liver, and you probably want to have, I don't know, equal portions of around probably 4 to 6 birds of that meat, that organ, and just chop it up real fine and just saute it down in a pan, you know, with a little bit of oil, and then add your vegetables, and then add your rice.
So, but the gizzard, back to the gizzard.
Yeah.
Are you cutting that thing open and cleaning it?
Oh, yeah, you got to.
That's what I thought.
It's like a duck. I mean, it's
okay.
full of
mess. Have you ever tried just roasting those before you do that?
No, I never tried that.
Okay.
But I tell you, we use them in gumbo all the time.
And how about the neck? Do you roast that with it? You don't use the neck either.
That's not part of the rice dressing mixture, but, you know, I love a good smoked neck, you know, whether it's turkey or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They're red up here.
Got a beautiful neck. I like nibbling on my wife's neck too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Medium
you
rare.
Met my wife.
Yes.
You know that's true.
Yes, yes, yes. She doesn't fight you off too hard. So what else would the Guidry family be serving?
Well, I mean, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. I mean, but then there's all kind of like confection. I mean, my sister has so many recipes from my mother before she passed away. That
like
she,
what?
She gave, divinity. That's probably one of the most common ones down here.
What's that?
Divinity is whipping powdered sugar and egg whites together to form a very fluffy concoction. And to make it right, the humidity's got to be perfect, according to my grandmother. Legend has it, because if the humidity is too high, too low, it won't stay fluffy and it'll fall flat.
Oh.
And then you can crush some pecans and mix it in with the divinity, you know, and then spoon it out onto some parchment paper. And once it dries, you don't even have to, you can put it in the oven for a little while, but it's not really a baked item like you would think of traditionally. And then it's just so...
it's almost like a marshmallow, isn't it?
It's almost like a marshmallow.
Or a meringue.
A little bit more texture, like a meringue. Mm-hmm. If you took a meringue and a marshmallow and you combined the two, it's a lot like that. Yeah. That's a good way of describing it. And then, you know, of course, we've got the pralines, you know, cookies, mm-hmm. which is, you know, brown sugar and syrup and of course, pecans, and make cookies out of that. I'm trying to think. Of course, you got your sweet potato pies and, you know, apple pies.
Sweet potato pie is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It's really good. Especially if you know somebody from his neck of the woods that knows how to make it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a big deal up here, other than maybe in some soul food joints. But in the north, typically you're not going to find a ton of sweet potato pie, which is a crime because it's so good.
The secret is using pure cane syrup and not maple syrup or, you know, the northern types of syrup. We use almost like a dark molasses.
Well, you don't have any maple trees, so that stands to reason.
No, we don't have pecans. We got oaks.
Right.
Yeah.
That's okay. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys. We're talking with T. Guidry right now from the Percy Guidry Company, the maker of the Cajun Grill, and, of course, an old friend of the show. And we just wanted to wish you and your family, all the Guidrys, a very Merry Christmas and hope you have a blessed new year. I know that that Cajun Pro has been awesome for you.
It's off the hook. It's been absolutely bonkers. I mean,
spell Pro.
The Pro. I mean, PREX, not PRO. You know, and it's about as hot as the Saints right now. You know,
that's pretty hot.
I'm working on getting Drew Brees one. I'm trying to get his endorsement, but you know, the Duck Dynasty people have endorsed it. So
nice.
Yeah, we got that going for us, which is nice, you know. But no, we want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and keep in mind that Christ is the reason for the season, and we're very thankful for all the blessings that we have down here, and I'm sure y'all are too. But we're extremely grateful for our friendship and for you guys doing a great, fantastic job bringing this kind of information to the public, because they are starving for information.
T. Good, amen to that, and it's always good to hear your voice. Happy holidays, my friend, and I'm sure we'll talk with you soon again.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout out. One last thing, Rob Russell, we miss you. We love you.
Right.
Godspeed, my friend. And one day we'll be reunited barbecuing on a Cajun grill up in heaven.
You got that right.
Amen.
Take care, brother. Love you.
Love y'all too, man.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to do one more board of director member. It's the guy from the East Coast now. It's Big Pauly. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. We're celebrating Christmas, Bob. It's the Christmas food gifts, and many of our board of directors are going to be chatting with us today. And we've got another one on the line, right?
The remaining two.
Right.
Yep. Of course, Rob Russell no longer with us, but we just heard from T-Gid, and the other one is this fellow from the East Coast we like to call Big Pauly. It's Paul Rotella. All-around good guy, stand-up guy, and president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. And how are you, buddy?
I'm great. What a pleasure to be back with you and your great audience, and it's just so nice to be talking with you guys again. Get ready for Christmas. It's going to be a big one this year, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's excited.
Of course. So what is going to be on the menu for the Rotella House?
Well, I got to tell you, one thing I wish was on the menu, you're going to die laughing. I was down in Fort Lauderdale. I just get back, right? And I just landed. You're going to love this. I was shark hunting. I landed an 11 and a half foot, 1,400-pound tiger shark.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
that's big for a tiger.
That
is big for a tiger.
It's rare in those waters, a tiger shark.
Yeah.
1,400 pounds.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, I'm going to slice this up and grill these steaks, right? Then these guys tell me it's a protected species. I mean, you know, if they want the protection, they should have come to me. But, yeah. You know, we'll talk to these guys later. But so I had to let it go. But I did.
I've never heard of a tiger shark that big.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, it's funny. When the way to do taxidermy now, you can't get the shark mounted. They take pictures, do measurements, and then you send it along to Gray's Taxidermy.
Right.
The biggest taxidermy in the country, right?
It's fiberglass.
So a couple days after we send it along, I get a call from Gray's. The guy's like there. Skip. He goes, listen, I'm not trying to say you nothing. You already got the shark mounted, but he goes, you know, we don't get a lot of tiger sharks, especially ones this big. Tell us about the fight. So I'm like, wow, this must have been, they all said it was a record. This must have been even better than I thought. It took about an hour to land it, Bob, and it was just great. But alas.
I bet it towed the boat around a little bit too, didn't it?
What, bro?
I bet it towed the boat around a little bit too, didn't it?
Oh, it was an hour. It was fun.
Yeah.
You know, this thing. And you know what happens? They tag it, right? And now it's my shark. I literally have rights to the shark. So if anyone else catches it because of the tag on it, they got to notify me and tell me where they caught it, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, I bet you've got a star named after you, too.
I do have many stars.
So, Paulie, you know? Tell me about shark fishing. I mean, what are you throwing out there for bait?
No, shark hunting. Oh. Shark hunting. You don't go shark fishing.
Oh, that's you speared it then. You were diving.
No. It's a joke. All my friends are like, I said, I'm going for shark. They're catching little tuna, little bonita. I actually use the stuff they caught for my bait.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, well, I've been towed around by a 10-foot hammerhead a time or two, and those, I've never heard of a tiger shark over 10 foot. That's huge.
Yeah, 11 and a half. They said it was a record. The captain of the boat said he only caught four of them, none nearly as big, in 35 years of fishing.
So tell us what's going to be on the dinner table come Christmas Day at the Rotella House.
Now, you didn't think I could make a transition from shark hunting to Christmas, right?
I know it's not going to be shark meat.
But you know, we're Italians. You get the feast of the seven fishes, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And we make nice fish Christmas Eve, which is really a tradition. When I was a little kid, my great-grandmother, God rest her soul, she used to have these eels swimming around in our kitchen. I was like, what the hell is that? They eat live eel. You have to get it live, and then you cook it with bacala and other galamad and all kinds of seafood and shellfish. It's great. But then the next day, my wife makes a standing prime rib, kind of like Charles Dickens, you know? You know, you can imagine me, the big Italian that I am, Charles Dickleone or whatever. I go and we make this beautiful standing prime rib. I mean, it's amazing. They have to order it in from our butcher shop special once a year with the Yorkshire pudding and all the trimmings, right? But then, you know, Bob, during the week, we make a big one, okay? It's a big prime rib. I mean, it's about 50-something pounds. Because we have a commercial oven, we can do that. We can't grill that. But when you get a leftover prime rib, you take that and you put that on the grill. A couple days later, it'll last. You get a charcoal broiled taste on a prime rib. It's phenomenal. Ooh. So you didn't think I could fit this in, but that's how we do it.
Tell me about the eels. Do you like eel?
About 3-4 feet long usually.
Uh-huh.
And the eels are in the sink. You buy them alive because you got to kill them and cook them right away. Otherwise, they're bad.
Right. So do you skin those then? Do you fillet them out and then like run a fillet knife down to get the skin off?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Well, and then, you know, basically all this stuff is put into like a, there's two ways to do it. Some people do it hot. I like it when you make a cold seafood salad, you chop it up with squingeal and galamad and, you know, you put mussels.
But you still have to cook it all before you do that.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. It's not sushi, for God's sakes. Come on. Huh? You know, yeah. Didn't you see that movie, The Irishman? For God, come on.
Yeah.
You got to learn how to do these things. But yeah. No, these are big, great, you know, Italian, maybe Mediterranean type of tradition. I think they're actually Catholic traditions, to be honest with you.
Well, I know the Brits and the Irish are big on eels too. So it's Europe in general must like those nasty little things.
It's just different. Now, let me tell you, my wife is Irish. Okay, there ain't no way we're gonna put an eel in our sink, right?
Uh-huh.
There ain't no way that she's gonna kill an eel. But you know, since my great grandmother passed, I did go to my favorite restaurant in Atlantic City, 2825. And they made a beautiful seafood salad in anticipation of seven fishes the other night.
Well, I've been there with you before.
Yes, you know it. Hey, I want to give a shout out. I was just talking to a dear friend of mine in Michigan, Denise. I know you're listening. She is running the Michigan Broadcaster Association, dear friend of mine. And I was just cut off the phone, but I said, make sure you listen to the Grilling Guys. She listens all the time. So, Denise, I want to say hello.
Right.
She's out there in Michigan listening to you guys.
Nice.
But what are you guys doing for Christmas? You can do anything special? You got something going on?
Oh, we just got a bunch of cooking, you know, people coming around. And when you're a grilling guy, we're going to cover it in a couple segments. Bob's wife has a prime rib recipe, standing prime, just like you said. We're going to be throwing one of those down. You know, it depends on turkeys, hams, got all of that going on. And then, of course, the whole plethora of side dishes as well, because everybody likes a little bit something special during the holidays, and that's the time when I kind of throw down and make a little bit of everything. Even if I don't like it, if somebody else does, that's a good thing.
Right? No, it's good. It's cool. We have a tradition in our house. We take care of all family business, you know, over the holidays.
So right.
Sometimes things get messy, but otherwise we're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess I forgot. Your wife's name is Bonnie, right?
Bonnie, yes.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't remember she was Irish. Can she cook?
Oh, my God. You know, she cooks. Don't tell my mother. She cooks better than the Italians. You know
why?
Because
I've never met an Irish person that could cook.
Oh, my wife. Well, you look at me. Look at the size of me. What, are you kidding me?
You're half the man you used to be, right? Yeah.
Well, I know she spoils you, but.
God love her. You know, thank God for her. But no, you know why? You know why the Irish is such a good Irish cook is so good? Because they don't try to screw around with the recipe. All the Italians know better. No, I put this in. I put that in.
Oh.
She follows the book, and it tastes so good. It's unbelievable.
But I heard the Italians taught the French how to cook. So I guess that's an ongoing European argument.
Well, you know what they say. There's Italian food, and there's leftovers.
I'm scanning. I'm Scandinavian, and there's not many things they make that I really care for.
You got to love your potato.
You got good taste. You go to good Italian restaurants.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But no, but thank God. You know what I'm saying? All of us together, you know, celebrating. You know, and I got two new daughter-in-laws, basically, and they're doing very well. I got a new granddaughter, Scarlett.
Congratulations.
The love of our lives. Oh, she's amazing. And it might not to be outdone, that was Sean Paul and Jenny. Aris and Laura, they got a dog. You ever see that commercial, Dop Chewy Dog?
Oh, yeah. So Sean Paul's the new dad then. Okay.
Sean Paul and Jenny had the baby.
Oh, okay.
Aris and Laura got a new puppy. So I have a grand doggy, a granddaughter, and Billy, God love him, tomorrow he's finishing his first semester of medical school.
That's going to be another doctor in the family.
He's doing good, too, now. So everybody's doing good. Thank God. Bonnie's great. Let me tell you, last year was a tough year. You know.
Yeah, I do.
Best year. So thank God. Thank God Almighty. And, you know, this is a great time of year to give thanks and do something nice, you know.
That's why we called you.
Do something nice. And you know, that's nice. But you know what? This is the time you see somebody, help them out. They need help. You want to do it. You give gifts out and everything. Make a donation. Do something nice.
Paul Rotella.
This is the time we have to appreciate what we have.
Board of directors, the Grilling Guys, longtime friend, all around good guy. Thanks for joining us. Blessings to the Rotella household. And with a little luck, we'll see you next year.
Hey, we love the Grilling Guys. God bless everybody. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Holidays to everyone.
Perfect. All right, buddy.
Take care, buddy.
All right, thank you. All right, coming up next, we're going to hit a few last-minute gifts for the griller on your list. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com.
Hey, this is Jop from the Grilling Guys. Build or redecorate with composite decking by TimberTech. Now through July 31st, you can save an extra 5% when you purchase both your composite decking and premium deck railing from Standard Lumber. TimberTech decking starts at $1.75 per lineal foot and is available in many styles and finishes. Visit your local Standard Lumber location for details and enjoy the outdoors on your new redecorated deck. Check them out at standardlumber.com.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Is a thing to say on a bright. Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and we're talking everything Christmas. This is our Christmas show. Had a couple of our board of directors, T. Gidd and Big Paulie, on. Always great to talk to them. Little shout out to Heaven for our other board of director member who we normally have on the show at this time, and that is our friend.
Rob Russell,
thank you.
I'd like to make a little correction with Bing Crosby there. He says it wrong. It's Mile Kalikimaka.
Okay. It's all you. You lived in Hawaii for 4 years. You should know.
Well, there's Hollywood people. Anyway, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. It is now time for some Christmas presents, Jop.
Yep.
and I found some dandies, and I ordered some of these online. So if you go to the grill,
don't tell me what I'm getting for Christmas ahead of time.
No, I'm not telling you what you're getting. If you go to thegrillinguys.com and look in the right column, you'll see some sponsors over there. One of them happens to be Thermapen, which we talk about almost as much as we talk about Sobey Meats and Old World Olive Company, Standard Kitchens. Anyway, Thermapen, they make the fastest read thermometer in the world, and they're made in America. That's why I like them. So you can get the MK4 now, which is not a Lincoln, for about $82. It's a $100 pen. And so I ordered one of those. That's the ones they just sent us for new demo models. And it's one that lights up, and the screen rotates, so no matter what position you're holding it in, you can read the temperature. That is really cool. It's one of the few things you could improve on the Thermapen. So I went to thegrillingguys.com. I clicked on their link. Boom.
Yep.
They just sent me a confirmation this morning. It's on its way.
Oh.
Baby.
All right, man.
Yeah.
And that is a great grill, because if I could get one thing for the griller, no, a great gift for the griller. Thank you. If I could get one thing for the griller, you need a great digital thermometer.
Well, and I've got somebody that I said that very thing about, right. and this guy's big in the kitchen too, and that's the beauty of it.
Right.
Use them almost more in the kitchen than on the grill sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Another thing you can do is you can hit your local markets. Of course, we go to Sobey and Garrett's, and if you're up north, you can go to R&J Best Choice Market in Houghton Lake. There's lots of places up north, but you can get some nice barbecue sauces, spices, stuff like that to make up a basket. But here's something I found when we were doing our gig for Alan Bob's. I have that nice Coleman heater that we put on a 20-pound tank.
Right.
You fell in love with it.
Screws right on the top. It's a little
I couldn't find that one anymore.
Eight inches by 8 inches, right?
But I found one just like it that's called a Tex Sport Deluxe. And it's a bulk tank infrared propane heater.
Okay.
It's just like that one I have, but that one, I don't know that Coleman makes it anymore. But the cool thing about this is you're putting it on a big tank, you know, 20-pounder, 30-pounder, instead of the little green ones,
right.
which I hate using.
Which are 1 pound, right.
Yeah, you just end up throwing them away. And then another thing we complain about when we're outside with our pop-up is the wind.
Sure. Well, it's especially heinous.
This time of year,
right?
Yeah. Yeah,
because it'll zap the heat from your grill, from your smoker. The
makes
cold
you
wind
cold. Makes
right.
you cold.
Yeah, right.
Your ears.
Exactly. But
so,
it'll mess up your cooking time. So if you can put a little wind shelter around your
I borrowed that one that time.
Right.
We never used it because the weather turned out nice.
Right.
Well, I started looking up those and I found this instead. You know how your deer blinds have these pop-out panels now that are flex rods, and they're kind of like a star-shaped deal.
Yep.
Well, they've got a big 8x8 or 10x10 one like that for your pop-up.
Okay.
And so it's pointed going into the wind.
Okay.
Because otherwise, it might tend to want to flex that canvas
right.
and just take your whole
tent. So it's not necessarily
away.
A tent. It's just two sides?
It's a square panel.
Oh, okay.
You can get one or up to four.
Okay, I see. So you're blocking the wind on one side of your pop-up tent.
Yeah, or two or three or four.
Right, right. How many of them you have? Well, that would be cool. And they're $35.
Yeah.
Right?
Or you can get like four of them for $64.
Really?
So that's the deal. Buy four of them.
So did you order them?
It's called a Quick Set 9294 Screen Hub, and they're on Amazon.
Okay. Very cool.
I just told you what you're getting for Christmas.
Well, there we go. Nothing wrong with that. I'll share. I'll share with you because a lot of the stuff that we do get, we both use. You know, another one that I really enjoy is the man grates. You gave me some grates for my grill, and they're aluminum, and they stick up about a half an inch.
Oh,
grill grates?
Called grill grate.
Right. Yep. And basically, they come in panels that fit on top of the grill grate that you have.
Yeah, you order the sizes you want.
Right.
They're about 6 inches wide. You get as many of them as it takes to fill the gap.
Right.
And then they're beautiful.
Right. Well, the beauty of them is it raises your product about a half inch off the grill, and the drippings go through them, and you never get flare-ups.
Right.
So if you're rendering off something that's real fatty, you know, maybe like some ribs or something, and they're starting to flare up and burn, or a fatty steak.
I'm
this
thinking
will
of a
prevent
steak
it.
With a big bunch of fat on it, like
right.
a T-bone.
Yeah, because the fat is flavor. You want it rendered off, but you want that, you know, just a little bit left on there.
And you don't want to go outside and say, oh, my goodness.
Yep.
I'm on fire.
The other thing, you can get these anywhere for the griller that's on a budget, and that is a quality set of tongs, right? Not a thong, but tongs. The kind with a little clamshell around the tip that are metal. You can grab onto something and hold it. Don't ever get those ones that got the little D metal on the front end of them. All those are going to do is slip off the food that you've got and cause you to drop something. Get a good set of tongs. You can get them for $6-8 at any place.
Yeah, and if you know somebody that grills a lot, there's also some cool. Well, Amazon's got a lot of stuff, and if you have a Prime membership, you'll know that you'll get it by Christmas, right? They'll tell you when you'll get it. But I'm just thinking, maybe like nice big aprons, big utility type aprons. So when you're doing a lot of food, you can put something on like a butcher would put on that'll absorb the slop. Because
you know, I had a guy just bring me back an apron that I thought I lost.
He stole
it. I show up at a cook, and there he is. He's wearing it.
He stole it.
And he goes, "You like my apron?" And I'm like, "I really like that apron. I liked it when somebody gave it to me." But
you should take care of
it's
your
funny
stuff.
How things come back
you
to you.
Take care of
right?
your stuff better. Is
yeah,
all I'm saying.
Right. And then it came back washed, though. I have to give him credit for that. But anyway, that's because he's a real man, and it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man.
A real man abides by man law number 47. No man shall ever own a dog smaller than a house cat.
That's right. Amen Meow. To that. Meow. I am not an ankle biter fan. If people can have them, I'm not going to be down on them, but not for me.
No. So if one of your buddies has one of those little lap dogs, follow us on Facebook. We'll find you some new friends.
Right.
It's /TheGrillinGuys.
So
I'm on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy at Twitter. And, of course, you can hit our website. It's thegrillinguys.com. Don't forget to look in the top right corner of the thing. There's a search menu up there. On the top menu, you'll see menus, recipes, all this stuff, and events. You can sign up for the podcast of the show, which is absolutely free. It's worth thousands, and it's free.
Right. Two more gifts, Bob. One of them is for the industrial guy that likes a rotisserie. The other one is for the guy that just wants to have skewers and maybe rotate them on the grill. The rotisserie, you know, get a firm steel rod. The bigger you can get it, the better. And try to stay away from the round ones. If you can get a hexagon one, the clamps hold on those better.
Right.
And basically what you want to do is get the biggest one you can afford. They're about $100 for a good kit. And
at least.
Yeah, and then measure the width of your grill so you get the right one.
And they send you little adapter kits so they'll fit on any grill.
Right.
You might drill a couple holes in your grill, but who cares?
Right.
You'll never get rid of it once you get one.
Right.
Because it's a lost art, rotisserie.
Yes, it is.
And if you follow the Epicoa boys or Rodizio guys, it's that Brazilian barbecue style is wonderful.
Yep, it is. It's great. And if you don't want to go that big, then they've got skewer sets with a little rack on them where you can make skewers of meat. But the rack holds it up off the grill grates about an inch or two, and you can just reach in there and rotate them, turn them a quarter, you know, every 3 or 4 minutes so that you're cooking things even on the same
side.
That's
a good idea, actually.
Now, you don't get grill marks, but you do get...
You don't have to.
Right.
Because let's say you're doing chicken breast.
Right. Yep.
They stick.
Yeah. So tip on skewers is cut your meat chunks the same size. Right? Because if you got little ones and big ones, the little ones are going to cook too fast and the big ones are going to get not going to be done when
that's
the little ones
said.
Are. But anyway.
That's what she said.
So coming up next, one of my favorite dishes on the planet is Maureen's prime rib. And Barbecue Bob's going to let you know the secrets. It's on our grills, on our website. But stick with us. We'll be back. Reeling like a merry-go-round.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan.
Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Alvin!
Is here, and you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. We've been having a little bit of fun with our Christmas show, and to me, we've saved the best for last. Although we had T-Gid on and we had Big Pauly, those are a wonderful time. But
you grilled some chipmunk? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're a little chewy, but you know, you get the thighs, and they're really yummy.
Yeah, just the back end's all you can eat on.
Right. Yeah,
like a squirrel. Right. So. This is something Maureen has become famous for, and it comes from Duba's. And if you ever lived in West Michigan years ago, there was a restaurant called Duba's, and old man, the old place over on the west side of town was legendary, and their prime rib was just the best you'll ever have. And this recipe was published in the Grand Rapids Press.
Oh.
So she borrowed it. But it's on the Grilling Guys website, but I'll run through it real quick. It's going to have some flour, basil, onion powder, garlic, thyme, Lowry's, and rubbed sage.
So what is rubbed sage?
It's ground.
Okay.
It's just, you know, sage is such a light, delicate herb that you just rub it between your fingers and it turns to like dust.
Okay.
So get your smoker up to about 3 1/4. Now, what we do... What I like to do, Maureen doesn't. She'll do hers. She'll bind the ribs to the roast.
Okay.
I have become fond
of
doing them separately. Like when we do the steak night at our church, we now separate those ribs and roast them actually as an appetizer because my mouth's watering just thinking about those beautiful – basically, the butcher will take those ribs off for you, and then he'll truss them back on. But what I find is where the ribs were, it inhibits the bark and the cook.
Right.
Because you're going to take the ribs off anyway. That's why they're separated.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to do them separate. And
so you're just using the round loin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And but I want to get the bone because they're kind of for free.
Well, and they're tasty.
They're beautiful.
It's beef ribs only, just like you'd have baby back ribs. Only they're beef ribs.
Yeah,
so
but
there's
they're
meat
more
between
along,
them, and there's meat on them, and
but they're more along the lines of a spare because there's not a lot of meat on these when you do it this way because they're cut as a prime roast, right?
Right.
You're not cutting them as beef ribs and trimming them in a way that'll leave a bunch of meat on them.
Right.
That's already on that loin.
Right. Yeah, wonderful.
This
though.
Is a great recipe.
So you
it's
cook
on our
it,
website.
You cook it in the smoker or the oven, either way.
To 135.
Put a thermometer in it. That's where I was going to go. And you got a lot of, whether it's your thermopen and you test it, or I would prefer in that one to put in a remote thermometer with a probe and then just set that thing so the alarm goes off at your, probably about 130? Because when you pull that thing out, it's gonna continue to cook for a little bit. And you don't want it past medium rare for me with prime rib.
That's the beauty of a big roast like that because, like, in our house, Maureen likes medium well.
Okay. So the ends.
Got right. The ends.
Right.
I want it mooing, right. Knock its horns off, and wipe its tail.
Right.
So there's a piece for everybody. It's kind of like catching a big tuna.
Right.
If you cut that tuna in proper ways, there's meat there for every fish lover.
Sure.
Or a turtle. Turtle.
Right. Hey, Merry Christmas from the Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in. We're counting our blessings this time of year. Remember the reason for the season, and we appreciate you tuning in each week, and we look forward to talking to you one more time this year.
That's right. Mile kaliki maka and haule makihiki ho.